Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What up? This is Robert Ori.
Ori, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ori for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ori from downtown.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to a new year. It is the Big Shot Bob podcast back for 2024. B-Dog Brandon Harper. I'm Rob Jenners. That, of course, seven-time NBA champion. Coming into 2024 with a head of steam, Robert Ori. I don't even know. How was your New Year, man? What'd you guys do? Did you hang out? Did you go hit up some celebrity parties? Oh, that's right. You were in
I was in Portland.
Oh, you were in Portland. You were in H-Town last time I talked to you.
I went to H-Town, to Portland, to work, to home.
Jesus.
Yeah. Christian had a tournament. This is Les Schwab basketball tournament. It was a really good tournament. You know, they lost on a last second putback by one to Columbus, which is the Boozer twins.
Got it. Yeah.
So they lost by one. And it was a big controversy at the end of the game where we called a timeout, meaning Harvard Westlake. And after made bucket and after you call a timeout immediately, right? So you think you can run the baseline, but the refs were saying that we had inbounded it and we called a timeout. Therefore, we could not move. We were stationary. So this is a huge, everybody was going bananas. We were yelling on the sideline. The coaches were yelling. And then the crowd was booing because it was a really good game for the end like that with a controversy. So but more importantly, I was proud of the way Christian played. He played really well. And they lost on I think Columbus is ranked like number 9 in the country. So, yeah.
Where is Harvard Westlake ranked?
We were at that time like 12, I think, 12 or 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But we should have won that game.
So is that where you were then on New Year's Eve? You were in Portland?
Well, we traveled back New Year's Eve. Then I came home, shit shave and showered, and then went to work. The three
Damn.
S's.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, to watch the Lakers S's. Lose.
What else is new?
Yeah. I mean, that's we got a lot to talk about. One of the things on the sheet today, because it's been popping up all over the place, is people are kind of sideways with Darvin for kind of continually tinkering with that Lakers lineup. With guys out, guys in, guys out. And, you know, the rumors flying around that, you know, for some reason, Torian Prince and who the hell else? Somebody else was being bantered about having longer leashes than some of the other guys. Was weird to me. Oh, Cam Reddish. Like that they're on, like they could screw up a little bit more and get a longer leash, but you know, Rui and AR and D'Angelo are much shorter, you know, and it's just weird to me the way that this continues to change.
Well, think about it like this. The only two guys that have either a very long leash or no leash at all, we know who those two guys are. It is LeBron and it is AD. Those are the two franchise players. Those are the backbone of the franchise. Those guys really have no leash at all. And other guys, obviously, depending on how favorable you are with Coach Darvin Ham and how you're playing, that leash is either longer or shorter. I mean, that's like that with almost any team.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like every coach is like that. And, you know, and the crazy part about it is I when they mentioned AR in that one and said his leash is short, it's a lot of times where AR gets cooked on a defensive end. And he's still in the game, you know. And the only one I see, in my honest opinion, with a really short leash is Rui, because there's games where Rui is playing really well and he only plays 15 minutes. There's games he's not playing well and he plays 35 minutes. It's crazy to me on how his minutes are up and down. Oh yeah, I forgot about D'Lo, but sometimes D'Lo doesn't really play any defense. But my main guy is Rui, and out of everybody on that team, Rui is the only one that can really step up and say, "Yo, man, what's going on with my minutes? I'm in, I'm out," you know. And that's the only guy I see on that team that should have anything to say about his inconsistencies in minutes.
Yeah, we talk about this every year with the Lakers. at some point in time, we know this game is a game of runs, but the Lakers are always going to be a name that pops up when it comes to the trade deadline because there's always something that needs to be fixed. You know, we came into this season, you know, adding guys to the guys that we already had coming off, you know, a bid in the Western Conference Finals. And we're like, okay, well, you add guys like Jackson Hayes. You add, you know, guys like Gabe Vincent, who we haven't seen at all this season. You add those guys to what you already had from last season. Now you're looking like, okay, cool, this team is really going to be something. They're going to make some noise. And I'm not saying that they can't, but we're revisiting some of the same issues now. Obviously, they won the in-season tournament. Cool. But we're revisiting the same issues now that we did at some point in time last season. And it seems like that's something that we're consistently doing. This team is not consistent right now. They're not winning the games that they should. I know they got a five-game homestand coming up.
Yeah. And there's a lot of tough teams.
It is. But see, this is a great test. And at least it's at home. But even with this team, I'm not so secure with them being at home. You know, you would think you want to defend your home floor, if anything, but I'm being at home doesn't fix a lot of these woes that they have.
Yeah, I think the woes come from no practice time. They take a lot of time off. Like the other day, they had a chance to practice. They took the day off. And it's like, you cannot do that when you keep bringing people in and out of the lineup, and there's a lot of inconsistency in the lineup. And for me, I'm a big component of practice. Even if it ain't, you know, going full speed, it's about getting out there, talking to one another, communicating, because everybody don't have the same basketball IQ. So they're not on the same page. And to backtrack a little bit, the reason we talk about this is because of LeBron. You know, everybody wants LeBron to be, you know, on top of the mountain. And so every year we say, okay, he needs players to play with him because he's at the end of his road. He needs players. So that's why you don't hear any other teams around the league. It says, oh, we got to do this each and every year. You think about the years that the Lakers were god-awful, when it was like top three picks every year. Nobody talks about trades, you know, this and that, until they got AD and they got LeBron. It's, oh, we got to add this piece. We got to add that piece. At the end of the day, they've changed their life. Ever since the bubble championship, they've changed their roster each and every year. Not with just one or two people, with multiple people. Multiple people who was, you know, those they counted upon to win the championship, you know, like KCP, like Caruso, all these guys, even though Caruso, all these people. But so we can always talk about we need to change the lineup. You need some consistency so these guys can learn how to play with LeBron, because LeBron is not the easiest guy to play with because he does things that no other player on this planet can do. He breaks plays. He just goes down here, and you got to know where to get so he'll know where you're going to be at a consistent basis.
How much value is in that starting five being consistent? I mean, like, I know, I get what you're saying, because it's like, you want to build chemistry, you want to build pace, you want to know how guys play off each other, where they're going to be, and like you said, how to play off dynamic players like LeBron and Anthony and stuff. But isn't a head coach's job to always try to go, well, we're not, you know, we're doing okay here, we're not really, maybe we try a different version of the lineup. Maybe we get a couple different guys in here.
Yeah, you know, I love when a lineup is consistent, because now guys kind of get into a rhythm, because, okay, you look up at the clock, it's 8 minutes, then your mind's right, I'm going in the game. And I think with this lineup, it's a big lineup. It's a defensive lineup. It's not an offensive lineup, because let's be honest, you know, Cam is not the best shooter. You know, Vando is not the best shooter. And so with this lineup, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? And for me, if you're going to play this lineup, I'm fine with it, but have some consistency coming out. Who's next? Who's going to be first one out? AR, D'Lo, Rui, you know. But out of those three, though, I think they should start one and bench either, you know, Vando or Cam, because that's too much defense for this lineup particularly. You know, even though everybody is shits on D'Lo, I'm going to put him in the game, because you can tell how D'Lo is going to play in the first 5 minutes of the game. If in the first 5 minutes he's getting beat defense, he's not making the shots, you yank his ass. You put him on the bench, and then you go to the other lineup. So that's how you have to play this game. And I think there's certain players that's been throughout this league through the history. In the first 5 to 10 minutes of a game, you say, oh, that guy's on tonight, or that guy, sit him on the bench. And they got, and that's what you got to be honest with yourself, and you got to be honest with the player. Like, yo, I'm putting you out there the first 8 minutes. Are you fucking up? You know where you're going to be.
What do you have to say towards the – obviously, you know, with – you know, trade deadline, we're in trade season now. What do you have to say about the potential rumor about DeJounte Murray here in Atlanta?
I saw that everywhere this week.
Coming to L.A.
I love DeJounte. I was shocked when the Spurs got rid of him. And Spurs always get rid of really good players sometimes like that. And I haven't seen him enough in the East to see if he's still balling. Now, you guys can tell me. But I like the fact that he's a, you know, quote-unquote two-way player, which I hate that term. He can play defense. He can play offense. And I think he can fit in. You know, he's a poor man version of Shea, where he's at the length, the build and stuff like that. So I would love to see him, how he could play with some, you know, on a team where he's the dominant guard, not where he's the backup guard.
Yeah, he can still get to the basket. Like I said, he's always top three, top five in steals. So he gets his hands in the passing lane. There have been times where he's gotten beat off the dribble. He's not a bona fide defender, but he's a good defender. He gets a lot of steals. He's tough. He doesn't back down from anybody. He has the attitude of someone who you would want in your corner. You want in the foxhole with you. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you everything that he possibly can, you know, game in and game out. And obviously the Hawks aren't any good right now. And obviously we'll see what they can do in the new year. And who knows if he's going to be a part of this team in the new year. We'll see. But I think whatever the Lakers are looking for, based off what they're saying they're looking for, he kind of fits that mold. Now, here's the thing. In order to get something, you got to give something. And I would assume that if the talks are already being had or haven't been had and they're going to start, it's going to start around Austin Reeves, somebody else, and a first-round pick.
Yeah. The problem with Austin Reeves is, you know, they love him too much here in L.A. You know, every time you go around a corner, there's a billboard of him. And so I don't think he's going anywhere.
I
don't think so. I think they love him too much. But, you know, I will say this. Austin Reeves defensively has been getting beat a lot more this year than he has in the past. I don't know what it is. But who knows, though, you know. There's a lot of people who've been traded that you don't think would get traded.
Here's my thing, though. I don't care how much the city loves a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that carries a lot of weight. Yeah. I really don't. Because it's not like AR is selling tickets. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad they love him, and I'm glad he's like a fan favorite. I mean, we've had those guys here in Atlanta before. We've had them all over the league where a team just embraces a guy and loves him. And then it's like, man, when it's time, it's time. I don't care how many billboards you're on. I don't care how much the fans love you. You could be a fan favorite. But if you're getting cooked and we need to use you as a piece to get a better player, we're going to do it. I'm sorry. You know, I still think it carries a lot of value. I don't think people are coming to crypto to see AR.
And I think, you know, we'll see what moves are made, because we always talk about the Lakers are always involved in a lot of – in any rumor when it comes to any
– they're the top betting line in every major trade in the
they're
NBA.
Still talking about
– Lakers' top landing place for Donovan Mitchell. Like, anybody's name that pops up just becomes
– Still talking about DeMar DeRozan. Still talking about Zach LaVine. Still talking about Alex Caruso. Still talking about those guys as well, along with adding in a guy like DeJounte. So the Lakers are going to be linked to anybody that they could potentially put with LeBron and AD.
But when I look at the Hawks roster, isn't if you get AR and Bogdanovich is pretty much the same player. So yeah,
think about it is they could move Bogey to the, because Bogey's coming off the bench. I would assume that they would move Bogey to the starting lineup. With DeJounte now gone, you move Bogey to the starting lineup, and AR would then come off the bench.
Okay, you know AR would fit in. I think he would fit in Atlanta just because he's from the dirty South.
Where is he from?
He's from Arkansas.
Oh, man, I guess.
Look, we had our popular white guy in Kevin Herter for a while here.
Oh,
and
we moved
on from Kevin Herter. We'll bring in AR.
Exactly. We'll, you need another one.
We need another white kid to get behind here in Atlanta.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, since we're in the NBA, let's just kind of catch up quickly on the standings. We took last week off for the holidays. Since we've been gone, man, it just a lot of it's weird to me that, you know, the Lakers had the run they had in the in-season tournament, and they're sitting at 500. You know, you're right now you're a 10 seed, you're a play-in team.
Barely.
Do you see them crawling out of that play-in bracket at the bottom of the West?
I do, because they've had a lot of games on the road. They've only lost two or three games at home, something like that. So,
you're within like four or five games of the 5-6 seed. So it's not like you're 8, 9, 10 games back. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So they can, do pretty good with this next run of games at home and get some consistency, get some guys back from injury. I think they'd be fine because, if you really think about it, there's no team in the West that's just running away with this thing. So it's just, I'm all right with it right now.
Right now, it's the Timberwolves and the Thunder.
Yeah.
It's the one and the two. And then you got the Nuggets kind of right behind them at 24-11. Clippers are 20-12. And the Kings are 19-12. And then the rest of the West is just kind of falls off from there. But, you're right. Nobody's really running away with it. Best record is only, five, six games away from the 9-10 seeds.
Yeah.
So, it's close. But, I'm got to tell you, I think we talked about it briefly, very surprised with how well the Thunder are playing right now.
The Thunder has a good little quiet team. They remind me of a Spurs team, small market. Nobody talks about them. And they just quietly win. But if you really – I think in a 7-game series, you're going to – Shade's not going to get all those fouls that he get. Think about it. He shoots 12 free throws a game.
Yeah.
He's not going to get those in the playoffs. So that's the one – it's almost like the James Harden effect. You remember when James would be in the playoffs, he'd go to the line 15 times, and all of a sudden the playoffs start, the refs don't give him those calls, and he's like, what the hell? And so that's what's going to happen to me, the OKC. And that's why I get upset with the refs. It's like, call it like you're supposed to call the game. Don't give a guy all these calls just because, he bumps in someone. He's a little bit more smaller than the other guy, and you're getting the free throws. But the only guy that really gets that is Jokic, and I don't understand how that happens, but I think that's back to what I was saying about OKC, and they're going to have a good run, but they're probably losing the first or second round of the playoffs.
Well, we get to see them boys tonight because they're here in Atlanta.
Yep.
So to see, Shea versus Trey, and to see Chet really for the first time in person should be a good one tonight.
Are you going down there?
You best believe I'll be down there. Absolutely.
He's in the building for all this stuff. In the East right now, man, it's the Celtics kind of just trucking away at the moment. They're 26-6. The Bucks are 24-9 right behind them. The Sixers are 22-10. Everyone else is kind of bunched up between the 4 and the 8 seeds. For me, one thing I was really surprised by when I looked at the standings, how far back the Suns are. The Suns are the 8 seed right now in the West.
Here's the problem with them.
Really surprised by that.
They just got all their guys, their big three together and started playing together. And then the other thing is, they don't play no defense.
No. they're getting
outscored.
Yeah, they're just getting run, man.
Hey, what you think about it? It's like Kevin Durant is their best defender on that team.
And their most durable player.
Yes. And so I look at the team, I look at guys just want to get down and shoot. And I think they only played, 4 games together so far, the big three?
Not much.
Something like that.
And then Bradley Beal ended up spraining his ankle. And I don't know if he's – is he not – I don't think he's back yet, is he?
I think he was back yesterday.
And then he left again.
Oh, was he – he's been in and out like the last
Yeah,
like,
I watched the game where he sprained his ankle and he literally limped off to the locker room. And they talked about he was going to be out for like 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. That dude got – hey, something about that city, Phoenix, man.
Well, you in Phoenix, boy.
Yeah, man. No hesitation. That's weird, and I haven't dug in on how Book's doing right now. But it's been very quiet on the Western Front when it comes to Devin Booker. Not a lot of people talking about Devin Booker right now.
Well, you know why? It's because they haven't had the big three, so that's a topic. And then Kevin Durant has been out playing him, and Booker has been hurt.
I've seen a lot more Durant than Book.
Yeah, he's been more consistent, and I think that has a lot to do with it. And the only time you ever talk about Booker, even though you should, is when they played Dallas, on Christmas Day, because of that matchup and how much him and Luka go at each other. So I think KD has really made that team his. At first I thought it would be Booker's team, but KD's just too much of a talent for a team not to be his.
I'm going to keep it all the way a buck with you when it came to Christmas, because I know Christmas belongs to the NBA. Until the NFL said, watch this. Yeah. Guess what? When the NFL said, watch this, I love the NBA. Y'all know how much I love basketball. But let me tell you something. When the NFL started putting games on Christmas, they had four games. I don't think, outside of the early game on Christmas Day for basketball, I don't think I watched any basketball the rest of the day. I was all locked in on football.
But you know what's weird? That's like a full moon. It fell on a Monday. And Monday is almost like the NFL's day. And so I don't think it's ever going to happen again. Because if it's next year on Tuesday.
Oh, like if it's Christmas like a Tuesday, or a Wednesday, forget it. The
NFL ain't
going to
play on Tuesday.
No. Hell
hey, even though they got if they got all these ratings, let me just say that, God rest his soul, David Stern, he would call up the commissioner. Hey, man, hold on. You got Sunday and you got Monday. Give me a damn day.
I'll put it to you like this. It may not be Tuesday, Wednesday, but Saturday – Sunday, Monday, and a Thursday, if Christmas falls on any of those days, best believe there's football. Because why? Because football is on any one of those days anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and two, when you start to get into the Saturdays when college football is gone, and now NFL starts bleeding over into Saturday. Look, man, they're smart. They grab as much real estate as they can.
Yeah. Because the ratings always say no one gets tired. No one says – there's too much football. No one, because the ratings don't show that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of football, how was your football weekend, huh? How was your football weekend?
Hey, my football weekend was great.
Was it?
How?
Yes.
Because he didn't claim them.
You didn't. You're telling me you were in the back of your mind, the back of your head. You're just like, come on, man. Punch it in.
I was like, okay, Bama, come on, win the game, Bama, so I can talk shit to my Michigan people. And I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn, if they win. I had five people call me. And number one was my mom. She's like, I haven't been to a football game in a long time.
Oh, no.
If they go to Houston, I want to go. And so I was like, shit, I got to take my mom.
I got to go.
And then I told my good friend Troy, who's he went to Washington. I said, you know what, man? Washington, go, you can come. I was like, fuck, that's another ticket right there. I'm like, damn. I'm like, and then when Bama lost, I'm like, Ooh, that just saved me about 10 grand.
Rob's wallet was hallelujah.
I think
about the hotels, the travel, the tickets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, man, that saved me so much money.
I was so disappointed. Because once Bama got in, I was rolling with the Tide all the way through. Yeah. And I was so disappointed because this team did not look like the team against Georgia.
Oh, no.
This looked like the team in September.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the team that lost to Texas.
I got to give it to Michigan. Michigan was whooping Alabama's offensive line ass up and down the field.
Bullied the hell out of them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
– it's so weird when – I was watching a game, and I don't know shit about football, but every time – Melrose was within 4 yards of the snap, his ass was getting sacked. But when he was like 5+ yards and back further, where he could have more room to step up or evade the defense, they were successful. But every time, I'm like, fuck, he's going to get something bad that's going to happen. That defense was making that offensive line go back 4 or 5. And think about it. The offensive line for Alabama is 315 plus. Think about it. They got a bigger offensive line than most NFL teams.
Yeah.
They was just like that edge, it was getting beat on that edge a lot.
What it was is I gotta tip my hat to Michigan's defense. They confused that offensive line. It's hard to when you run a lot of delayed blitz and you bring in a stunt blitzes from all over different sides. It gets very confusing for an offensive lineman because now do I have to help this guy over here? And then that leaves one guy unblocked. Right. And now before I turn around, Jalen Milroe's on the ground.
Somebody else.
There was a lack of communication, but it was also a great scheme by Michigan. And I gotta tip my hat to him.
But I'm a jump on Dallas Turner's bandwagon right here.
Oh, the pass rusher.
He did not blitz one time. They was asking him after the game, like, yo, why didn't you blitz? Or why didn't you get any sacks? He says, I do what I'm told. And you could tell he was pissed off that he didn't have the opportunity to go after that quarterback. And so
here's the only thing that really pissed me off. But I love a good game. I love a close game.
Too.
Take me to overtime every time. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What pissed me off was the Milroe call at the end. Because
that was terrible.
Michigan called timeout. Alabama called timeout. So you had two full timeouts. And that was the play you called. Now, I don't know if that was the play that was called or if Milroe just – it wasn't the play that was called? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terrible play call then. Yeah. That's a straight horrible play call. No motion. No attempt to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, Michigan blew that up, and they'd been blowing it up all day long. Why is that the call?
But here's my – let's go back to overtime, all right? Here's my opinion. And like I said, I don't know shit about football. But the offensive team just drove down and scored, right?
Oh, yeah.
To send you in overtime. They're hot. Your defense needs a break. You get the coin toss.
You should have gone offense first.
Yeah. I want to go on offense.
Get me in.
Yeah.
I want to be on the offensive end.
They wanted the walk-off. They wanted the sexy. Yeah. They wanted the we're gonna score. They wanted second and 26 against Georgia in the national championship.
Yeah.
They wanted the walk-off.
I wanted the ball first. I don't understand. I would love to talk to Dabo because, big shout out to Dabo because he sent me a bunch of, gear for Cade, my grandson. So thank you,
that's
Dabo.
Cool.
And so,
reach out.
Bama has never sent me any gear for nobody, not even me. But
reach out to Dabo and let's see if we can have him back on the next few weeks. I know he's probably busy, but, we'll see if we can't.
Stuff.
Yeah, I know. Let's see if we can't get him back on though. In the next month or so.
Yeah, I would love to get his opinion about that.
There's a lot of stuff in college football right now, and God knows we played the audio from Dabo of him ripping that collar about the NIL stuff. So there's a lot of interesting landscaping to college football now that we didn't have the first time we talked to Dabo.
Yeah. How good is that Dr. Pepper commercial though? He said when he says about the portal, it's out of control.
Yeah, that's right.
They're spot on with that.
But
give big shout out to Washington. That Penix man, watching him rip that thing. Oh my goodness!
He's had good and bad games all year. That was one of his better games, man.
Yeah, when you make your second guess at highs, but he's like going to go out and say, me against the world and whatever everybody's saying. He was ripping that bitch, and he's really good, man.
Yeah. Well, as a guy that was a transfer who was at Indiana first, went through a ton of injuries. I think he went through two ACL surgeries.
Something like that, yeah.
You know, dislocated his throwing shoulder, broken arm, going through so many
He was
many
the operation guy at one point.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
To then go to Washington, bounce back, and now he has his
undefeated
team in the national title game.
Yeah.
He
Last year of the Pac-12, too, by the way.
And I'm rolling with Washington. One, because
I don't know if I think Michigan's going to win. I'm rooting for Washington.
I'm rooting for Washington. Now, the way John Harbaugh got these boys playing, this is his best chance.
Because
look, hey, if he wins, he's gone.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's going to NFL if he wins. I think if he loses, there's a better chance he stays. But even if he loses, I think he's gone.
I don't think nobody's going to touch him.
I think the Chargers will.
You think the Chargers will? Yeah, but here's the thing. We always talk about sometimes when the offense is so powerful, we forget about the other team's defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that number 9 for Washington,
yeah,
that motherfucker, woo, he's the bad boy, man. We don't talk about him enough, so don't discount Washington's defense.
Right.
They got some dogs over there, and if you look at the way Michigan, that running back they got is something special.
They got Blake Corum.
We gave him big shot of the week a few weeks ago for feeding half the damn city of Ann Arbor with on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
And so you know this is gonna be a good game. So
I hope it is. I really think
Washington, because of the way they slang that joint, man, the way he was dropping those passes in on the money, oh, my goodness.
Now, that's the thing, too. When he's on and he's dialed in, he's about as good as he is Heisman caliber. But he's had, I want to say, 2, maybe 3 games this year where that whole thing almost went to hell.
Yeah.
Penix. He's had 2 or 3 games. He was like, Oklahoma State was one of them, I think, where they came down to the final kick, and it was like they make this, they advance. So he's had games where he's not been great. He was exceptional when he needed to be against Texas. I thought Texas was going to give it to Washington, and nope, they were both. That was a great game. They both hung in all the way down.
I picked Washington in that game just because I thought Washington, the receivers were too damn good for the DBs of Texas.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So, Michigan, Washington, I think Michigan's going to win. I'm rooting for Washington. I just think Michigan, if they play the same caliber of line play they played against Alabama, I think it's going to be really hard for Washington to find a groove.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just be honest. The best team didn't even play. That was the Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia should have played. Georgia showed you. By the way, if Georgia wanted,
I'm going to show y'all why
I really believe this. I really believe if he wanted to, Kirby could have put up probably close to 100 points on
he
FSU.
Probably could have,
I mean, they cruised through the second half and scored 63.
Yeah. And
I'm like, man, if he would have kept his foot down, they would have been maybe 90, 95 points.
And going back to the, you know, with Alabama losing, I had a lot of Florida State people, as you know, they were sitting up there talking about, see, we should have been in. And I'm thinking to myself, dog, y'all wouldn't have won either with your backup quarterback, with your third-string quarterback. You think you would have sat up there and beat this Michigan team with your backup or third-string quarterback?
I think they would have rather faced Michigan than Georgia, though, because Georgia just embarrassed their
I will say this about Florida State, too. Their 40 best players was on the sideline chilling. So, even though I know that probably wouldn't help,
I think the thing that came out was like both teams had, I think it was 17 or 27. I can't remember what the number was, but both teams had the same amount of guys out, either for injury or for NFL draft or for transfer portal. They both sat the same. Were missing the same number of players. Now different calibers of players, but the same number. Georgia, that was just a total. I do kind of feel bad for FSU because that's my God. I mean, everyone knew they were decimated with injury and they had all these problems and all these guys were transferring out. Now you got to go recruit on the heels of getting a 63 burger put on you in the Orange Bowl. Oh, God. How do you open that conversation?
We had a 63 burger. That's why we need you on our team. So that would never happen again.
So that'll never happen again. And you won't be able to play for a national championship, even if you win the ACC. Come to FSU. What's your pitch? Oh, terrible.
Yeah. It's changing up.
Next season, first season of the 12-team playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the teams are going to come from two conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten.
And I think there's going to be some ACC teams in that mix.
Yeah, maybe one or two spots.
I think you might get a couple ACC teams in that mix.
It's going to be really interesting to see how this all folds.
Well, here's the thing. you're not going to be able to lose, to sneak in, you're not going to be able to lose more than two games. And they're going to look at the quality of those teams that you lost to.
Well, it's going to be the battle of the two lost teams at the bottom of this play.
Because your top four seeds get a bye. Your conference winners get a bye.
They'll get a first round bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. I love college football. As much as I love the NFL, I love college football. So I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just excited to see the playoff expand.
You know what I hate though? That 3 week, the 4 week break from
bowl season, baby.
Yeah, it's too long of a break.
Yeah, we play the SEC championship game, then a month later, we freaking play the college football playoff.
I'm like, you know, it's like guys get out of shape. Guys, you know, think about it. Some teams take a whole week off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they took multiple weeks off. Yeah. And it's, I mean, and there's something to be said for momentum too. You know, you have momentum, you're hot, you're rolling, let's go, and then you take 3 weeks off. Jesus. Yeah. All right, well, there's a couple more things I want to get to, a couple NBA stories we've got to hit on real quick. We'll do Big Shot of the Week, and then we're going to play Walmart or Waffle House to start the new year, because that's just too much damn fun. Did you take any exception? I didn't. With the Ja Morant celebration that's been getting all the buzz, where he did the whole rocket launcher thing over his shoulder after the dunk, and I'm like, calm down, everybody. Just hey, everybody take a deep breath and calm the hell down.
This is funny. When I saw that, I said, oh, shit. I said, people are going to go at him about that. And I'm like, dude, it's just a celebration. And I was like hoping people just going to ignore it. But, you know, people can't ignore anything. They always want to jump on something.
For all the gun suspensions, he should really pay attention. Dude, he's in the moment. Leave it alone.
And that's and that
and
is
it's not like he pulled a gun out on the floor and was like, wait, I mean, no.
Yeah,
he's,
and
he's
that's a little... Come on. From a cultural perspective, that is a like a dance that they do down in New Orleans or somewhere, you know, in the Deep South.
Yeah.
And so I don't see a problem with it. But I guess a little bit from the other side of the coin.
I guess some self-awareness.
A little bit. I think it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
A little too soon.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second week back now? Third week back, whatever it is? Yeah.
And I think you got to kind of, in a sense, read the room just a little bit. Like, if this is something, you know, a season or two from now, maybe so when the dust has settled, but you really kind of just got back. And I'm not saying I have an issue with it because I don't, but you know. Like, people are, once you're back, they're looking for any reason or anything that resembles the thing that got you suspended in the first place.
Yeah.
So
he hasn't changed.
It's like, still the same.
Right. Get rid of him. He should be suspended more. He should take more time. He needs to go back to counseling. So you got to kind of be a little bit wary of those because you got folks out there like that.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like I wonder what the NBA is going to do because, you know, when people would do like this, like, you know, like it's like, off the net, you know, NBA can't do that. Like, you cannot do that as a celebration. So I'm sure they've sent down a note to say, yo, watch the celebrations because, you know, you don't need to be doing that. So I guarantee he doesn't do it again.
Yeah. Salute our boy Mario Elias. Bring back the kiss of death.
Exactly.
That's all I need, man. Salute our boy Mario. Bring back the kiss of death. Let's stop with the... Yeah. But did you have any exception when Quinn Ewers did it from Texas? Because he got out there and did the Ja Morant celebration while they were playing Washington. And then Ja Morant responds to it on Twitter with just the laughy face emoji. And it's like, oh, now all of a sudden it's fine.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's okay.
Yeah.
Little bit of a double-edged sword there. Right?
Yep.
Black crime or white crime? No, sorry. all right, let's look at the. I just want to hit the MVP ladder real quick, and then we'll do Big Shot of the Week, and then Walmart or Waffle House. Your new front runner for MVP, according to betting odds right now, is Joel Embiid. He's been playing exceptionally well, 35 points a game, almost 12 boards a game. Jokic is, again, right there behind him, 26 points a game, 12.5 rebounds, 9 assists, bordering on that triple-double average. But then you get this kind of break from the next group. Like, those are your two front runners right now. Your next group is an interesting group, though. Shea, who we talked about, 31 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, give or take, 6.3 assists, 2.5 steals. Then you get Giannis in there, about 31 points a game, 11 rebounds. And then Luka Doncic, who's been just blowing the doors off for Dallas, even though they're like 4-6 in their last 10. He's at almost 34 points a game, almost 9 rebounds a game, 9 assists per game. So he's starting to kind of border in that triple-double
I got a question.
Territory.
Who's the number one team in the West?
That would be Minnesota, I believe.
Why is Anthony Edwards getting no love in the MVP
race? No, I haven't seen him on any lists. I've seen him like 6, 7, 8, like floating in there. But betting odds, those are your top 5.
He is the, look, no disrespect to Cat and, you know, Rudy and those guys out there. But Ant is, I mean, he's coming to this season blacking out. Mm-hmm. Like, he's playing on another level. And we saw this in the summer on the FIBA team. And then we're coming into this season. He picked up where he pretty much left off. He has been balling. And he's the main catalyst for why this team is sitting as a surprise as the number one team in the West.
Yeah, sometimes I think they get caught up in like, oh, these guys. And you think about it, even though Shea was balling out last year, he didn't get the love until this year. So this is how it's going to do for Ant-Man. Ant-Man's going to ball out this year, and everybody said, well, we forgot about Ant-Man. And then you're going to put him up there with the same five. Because think about it. How many times do we come into this season where we already say, oh, this guy's going to win the MVP. This guy's going to win the MVP. Yeah. So now we get tunnel vision. And I think it's wrong in the sense that you just block out everybody else. And at the end of the day, it's not about who's averaging 30 points. Because everybody in that is averaging 30-plus points. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Ant-Man's only averaging, I think, like 26 or 27. So that's why we get caught up in the points so damn much that it pisses me off.
Yeah.
But of all those guys, who's
the team's point.
And you keep Ant-Man in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Who's doing the most for their team? Isn't that really the metric?
Yeah.
You can't take Joel Embiid.
Right, but Luke has been incredible, but Dallas has been meh.
And you can't take it away from Joel because obviously with no James Harden, you have Tyrese Maxey there. Joel Embiid has
shouldering the load.
Yeah, he is.
More or less.
Yeah.
But Maxey is back. I mean,
no, yeah. he's playing well. Killing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say if you take Embiid, Jokic, and Ant-Man off those teams, they all lose immediately. Yeah. You know, out of those three teams, though, I think the one team that can win would be Denver. You know, but the rest of those teams, they won't win, you know?
Yeah. I really think the way Ant-Man is playing.
Yeah.
Because Cat is cool, but this is not his team.
Was it a year ago or 2 years ago we had this conversation about what the hell's going on in Minnesota? Wasn't it recently?
Yeah.
That we were like, man, they got all these guys. They got all these stars. They can't tie their shoes.
And they gave up so much to go get Rudy Gobert. And they're right. Like, well, they have no draft capital at all.
And now here they are, the runaway surprise team right now.
And it came on the heels of Ant-Man soaring and getting to the next level.
But here's the thing, though. You got a lot of guys who flat out know how to play this game. Let's take Mike Conley, for instance. He's the quarterback of that team. He gets them settled down.
Yeah.
And he's that voice for them. And then you got, what's the guy who always kills the Lakers, Naz Reid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, each and every night, he might get you a double-double. You know, he's been playing really well for those guys, too. So, you know, you when you look at the bench and the teams, that the guys that come in, they got guys who come in and they know their roles. They do exactly what they need to do, and they're very disciplined. Mm-hmm. And when you got a guy like Gobert back there, it allows you defensively, with those guys who can play defense, even if you didn't have Gobert back there, to push up on their offensive players and funnel them towards Gobert. So it makes it very hard offensively for those teams to score on Minnesota.
Yeah.
Imagine that, a big man anchoring the center of your defense. It's incredible. It's like it's never happened before.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's do Big Shot of the Week, and then we will Walmart or Waffle House up in this thing. Big Shot of the Week is going to go to a young woman named Demi Murphy. She's a 3-year student nurse at Royal Liverpool University in England. She was driving to work over the Christmas break after lunch and noticed a man's car in the middle of the road. She ran over to the car and noticed the man, whose name is John McCown, wasn't breathing. He was unresponsive. His wife had called. She picked up the phone. Something's going on with your husband. She found out he had a genetic heart defect. She got him an ambulance. She performed CPR. She got him a pulse because she was a nursing student, and got him on to the hospital, where he was on life support and in intensive care, and now he's on the mend. And the guy's alive, and he got to spend Christmas with his family because this girl had the wherewithal enough to not just pass by.
That's what's
to
up.
Stop yeah. and go, something's wrong. I'm a nurse. Maybe I can help. And just that awareness saved this man's life. He's got 2 young kids. He's going through, I believe it's like a quadruple bypass or something right now to fix his heart defect. So he's alive, and he got to spend Christmas with his family because of young Demi Murphy, a nursing student in England. So big shot to you, young lady. That's dope.
That's what's
up. That's a really big shot because, you know, a lot of us will see a car, we just zoom right on by.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times like something is, and it happens a lot, and I don't know if I'm a bad person for this, but it's like you see something like that, like a car is stopped or something's happening where you're like, part of your brain goes, do I jump in here? Like, am I supposed to go out there and try and, or most of the time I just kind of go, all right, I'm just going to leave it be. And
I think a lot of it has to be because, you know, we have a lot of times where it's a setup. You know, it's a setup where you can get robbed or something like that. And, and then sometimes when you help people in this country, they turn around, they sue you.
Oh, that
and
happens
so,
all the time.
Because, so it's just, you know, we think so negative when it comes to certain things like this, where we like, you know what, I'm going to mind my damn business and keep it moving.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. Whatever this is, don't drag me into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you, by the way? Because I'd imagine that as an NBA player with some sort of celebrity status, you have to be aware of the situations you walk into sometimes, where you've seen something or done something and been like, I don't know about this. This feels like it might be a setup.
It was this one situation where me and one of my friends was sitting at a restaurant, a bar, and the young lady asked me for my autograph, and I gave it to her, and her boyfriend came over and snatched her up and pushed it down and said, I told you I'm gonna be talking to all the fucking dudes. And he threw her out the door. And me and my buddy was like, do we help? And then the bartender was like, no, he's a known gangster. Don't fuck with him. And so we're like, should we call someone? He says, we already called. And I was like, man, she's outside getting beat up. And I'm like, dude, do I go help or do I put my life at risk to help this girl, me and my buddy?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was almost in tears because the girl was like, what do I do? Do I risk my life to save the stranger?
Right.
And they were like, and the bartender said, don't do it. And that's the only reason I think me and my buddy didn't help. And then the cops came and arrested him. But it was one of those situations where you like, what do you do? You know, and as a man, you want to help this young lady. But the bartender said, no, that's a known gangster he might be carrying.
Right.
You know, so that was one I was like, fuck, what did we do, man?
That's a tough situation.
I was younger, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't old. This was when I was younger in shape and, you know, I could probably, you know, do something to help the young lady. But I felt so awful, man.
You feel helpless.
It wasn't just,
you know, it's like.
It was so many people and the guy and the rest like, don't get involved because he knew the dude. And a lot of people in the restaurant was just like, don't get involved. He might shoot you. So,
and that's the thing, like, that's a tough predicament for any guy to be in, because obviously you want to help and you want to do something.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, if that dude does have a gun or he has a knife and something happens to you, now you're thinking about the family that you have that could be losing you.
Yeah.
And it's great that you stepped in and helped, but now it's like, dang, now your family is without a husband, without a father, without a brother, without a son. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tough place to be in.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's
but
a really
also,
tough
too,
place.
The minute that you step in
and
someone finds out that you're Robert Horry.
Yep.
You know what I mean? NBA champion Robert Horry. He got money. Oh, man, all of a sudden I got injuries I didn't have before. And I think he took my wallet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna end. And yeah. I remember, man, Shaq used to tell us those stories where people would try to pick fights with him. And yeah. he's like, he would tell almost all the time. He's like, man, somebody's pushing me and trying to pick a fight with me because they got a buddy somewhere with a camera phone or something that's trying to catch me on camera whooping some guy's ass and then try to extort me for a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like, I can't, dude. That's so hard. You can't just step in and do the right thing anymore. It sucks. All right. Well, listen, let's have some fun. Rob spent a little bit of time in the dirty South. Rob, born and raised in the dirty, dirty. We wouldn't be a new year if we didn't get a little Walmart or Waffle House in to start the year. We did Black Crime or White Crime for the holiday, so I had to do Walmart or Waffle House to start the new year because that's at least upbeat. All right, you know the deal. I'll give you a wild story. You just got to tell me if it happened at a Walmart or at a Waffle House. Story number one. Police arrived to investigate a stolen truck at this property, only to find out it had simply been moved to the other side of the parking lot, where a couple who did not own it were having sex inside of it.
This is relatively easy, I would think.
Okay. Walmart or Waffle House?
Unless this is a
Walmart.
Trick. Yeah, I'm going to say Walmart, too, because a Waffle House parking lot ain't big enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That was Walmart. Good call.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, listen to the clues. Yeah, listen to the clues. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, if you move it across the Waffle House parking lot,
it's right there.
It's four spaces.
Right.
It ain't going nowhere. Very good. By the way, move somebody's car to another side of the parking lot to have sex in it, like, bro, get a room.
So were they having sex in the cabin or in the bed of the truck? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I don't know.
And were they black or white? Was it a white crime or black crime?
So is it a white crime or a black crime at a Walmart or a Waffle House? Gotcha.
Walmart or Waffle House.
We've made the game too complicated now. All right, let's go to story number two. Police were called on an elderly couple after a physical fight broke out between them because the old man smiled and waved at one of the female employees. He said it was because he knew her, but his wife got mad because he smiled, and that's how he flirts. No charges were filed, but cops had to show up to break up a fight between two old people at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
That's a Waffle House. It's got to be a Waffle House. More cute girls do work at a Walmart than a Waffle House, but I'm going to stick with a Waffle House.
Okay.
This sounds...
You throw the word cute around very liberally. I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah.
Because we've been to both these locations. Not a lot of cute people.
This sounds very Waffle House-y. So I'm going to go. I'm going to roll with Waffle House.
All right. Well, you're both wrong. It happened at a Walmart.
Dang it.
It happened at a Walmart.
Because old folks do be going to Walmart.
All the cute girls are, man. All the cute girls are at the Walmart. That's where the babies are at.
I should have changed it.
All right. Story number three. A customer and an employee of this location held up other customers as they were busy sharing a bonding experience. It seems that they both spent time together in the same prison. So, customer... and employee.
Walmart.
Both in jail, both in the same jail, and had a little bit of a bonding experience.
Whoa, you said what?
Waffle House.
As they were busy sharing, they held up other customers.
Waffle House.
I'm going to go Walmart.
The point goes to Robert Ory. It's a Waffle House. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, Walmart.
She wasn't serving
standards,
her other
man.
Tables because she was talking to this guy about being in the
Walmart
same jail.
Walmart don't hire convicted felons. Come on now, Walmart got good.
They
good
don't
benefits.
Do they?
Come on now. Oh.
Hold on a minute. You're telling me that no convicted felons ever worked at a Walmart?
I'm sure they have, but you know.
I'll tell you what, these L.A. Walmarts, man. I don't know. Down here in the dirty, dirty. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, never mind. I wasn't going to say it. I'm going to leave it alone. I got to know when to be quiet. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to try to do that. No, I'm not going to do that in 2024. Not on this show. In real life, yes, but not on this show.
Not on this show. Hell no. Otherwise, you're off the show. All right. A customer at this location in story number four pulled up to a parking spot only to find a dead chicken laying in it, feathers and all. According to the customer, it looked like it was rotting. So she parked in another spot. Then a woman arrived, picked it up, threw it in the back of her truck, and parked in the spot and went inside. So, holding a parking space with a dead, rotting chicken at a Walmart or a Waffle House?
man, you know, you see a lot of wild shit in Walmart. So I'm going to have to go to Walmart because damn near every parking space at a Waffle House is good. So I got to go to Walmart on this one.
I'm gonna go Walmart.
It's gonna be a point for both of you. Yeah, Rob's analysis is very good. Almost every spot at a Waffle House is a good spot. You're not wrong. We talked about that in our previous story. You go four spots away, you're still right there. But by the way, at a Walmart, I don't know if you ever tried to park at a Walmart like when it's busy. You gotta walk like 3 miles, man. Yeah. Like those Walmart parking lots go on forever. It's like Disneyland. Mm-hmm. You park somewhere and then you walk for 20 minutes to get to the end.
Man, let me just say, I was just in Portland. I probably saw the nicest Walmart ever. It was all lit up like a freaking Neiman Marcus. It was like really, really nice.
The hell's going on in Portland?
Yeah, it was like brand new nice.
Oh, Portland, y'all got some nice Walmarts there. All right, let's go to story number five here. Two employees in Arkansas decided to wash their hair in the back room during a slow shift at this location. They filled up a pot with boiling water. One woman soaked her hair in it. The other woman dried her hair with a towel. They were caught by their boss, sent home. So, shower time in the back room at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
Ugh, this sounds very Waffle House-y. Two employees in Arkansas decided to wash their hair in the back room. Slow shift? I'm gonna go Waffle House.
Huh?
Well, where's Walmart from? Arkansas. So, due to the fact it's from Arkansas and use a slow shift and you're in the back, these are the reasons I'm coming up with Walmart, because there is no back in Waffle House.
Well, there is a kitchen.
The kitchen's right there in front of you.
There's a back. There's always a door at a Waffle House.
I'm going Walmart just for this because it's Arkansas, and that's where Walmart's from, Arkansas.
Point to B-Dog Brandon Harper. That was very Waffle House.
Yeah, because...
Girls washing their hair in boiling water. We can boil water in the back room of a Walmart.
What time of the day does Walmart ever have a slow shift? Early in the morning?
Hey, I've done a lot of stuff for Walmart, and if you go in the back, they got like little cooking stations in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Try a lot of stuff at Walmart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, but there's a back room at Waffle House. I mean, it's that one brown door next to the kitchen. Yeah. I don't know what the hell is in it. It might be the doorway to Narnia. I don't know what the hell's in there. But it's like that guy goes out, he comes out with like 3 pounds of chicken. And I'm like, something's back there. Sometimes I don't know what it is. But all right, story number six. Police were called to this location after a woman had an altercation with her child at this location. The mother seemed to fart loudly. But it was only when her child called her out for it in front of other people that the woman started to beat her kid in front of everybody.
Golly.
So they had to call the cops because the woman was beating her kid for calling her out for ripping a fart at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
This is a black crime that happened at Walmart.
Yeah, that's a Walmart.
Happened at a Walmart. Happened to Walmart. Very nice. Both of you made a point. I won't comment any further on any other topics brought up, but we'll just say Walmart.
White cry, white cry.
All right, last story. One customer's 4-year-old child got life-changing advice from an employee of this location. The employee reportedly told this 4-year-old child, "Once you get a tattoo, you'll wind up in jail because it gives the police an identifying mark to find you. So when you do something stupid, they track you down and you wind up in jail." So, sage life advice not to get a tattoo given to a 4-year-old at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
Well, you sitting there.
Don't
having
get
your
a
waffle.
Tattoo because they're going to find you.
As a parent, you having waffles with your kid. You know, this person, it got to be a Waffle House.
I love the investigative work you're doing this week, by the way. You're really spending time. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think this comes from a place of experience from somebody who has the tattoo and
exactly.
who has been to jail.
Yeah.
And more times than none, the Waffle Houses aren't good unless somebody done been to jail. So it's a Waffle House.
a strong investigative work by both of you. Yes, it was. It was a waffle out. Very good. Yeah, no.
Because all these tied into one another today.
They really did. Kind of way. Honestly, I think the food is better at Waffle House. It's being cooked by somebody who's been to prison.
Yeah.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.